Well, Rebecca, you and I are traveling the world again. Well, at least I am. I'm here in Scotland and you're out of town also over in Washington, D.C. So here we are for the roundtable. And of course, the big news of this week was the birth of the royal baby, Prince George Alexander Louis, third in line for the British throne. And here I am in Great Britain, lots of excitement, although here in Scotland, maybe not as much as I might find in England. I think we were more excited here in Scotland that Phil Mickelson won the British Open. But lots of excitement. What are you seeing there in D.C. as far as royal baby watching?
Around the same, I would say. A lot of people seem pretty excited. A lot of people have noticed on Facebook and on Twitter. Of course, the Obamas have expressed their congratulations, and even Hillary Clinton sent a tweet congratulating the royal couple and telling them, of course, that it takes a royal village to raise a child, making a note of her book that she published a couple of years ago. It just seems like there's a lot of reason to celebrate here in the last 5 years in Great Britain, of course, with the royal wedding, the Olympics last year, the Queen's Jubilee, and now a royal baby. So a lot of, I think, national unity going on there, and it's kind of interesting to watch from this end.
Yeah, definitely a lot going on here that's very exciting. And certainly the economic impact is something that everyone's talking about. Some have suggested that there will be, a royal baby economic bump of about $400 million or so. Lots of souvenirs and trinkets that will be coming out. But the biggest ones, they say, will be gambling. I guess there were a lot of wagers on the name of the baby, the birth date of the baby, the birth weight of the baby. So gambling has given the economy a bit of a boost, but also alcohol is giving the economy a bit of a boost. A lot of people wanting to toast the birth of the baby. So I don't know if this is going to last or not. I think it's going to be temporary, but you know, definitely a positive impact on the sometimes ailing British economy.
Yeah, and I think where this differs from some of the other events, the wedding and the Jubilee, for example, there were positive bumps, but there were also negative effects on the economy because the British folks got the day off to celebrate. In this instance, there's no day off, so there's no lost revenue from work, so it's all positive for the economy.